Hi, thanks for holding. This is the billing department. Can I help you?
Yes, is this Dana?
Yes, this is.
Hey, I was calling. I told one of your representatives on like the second day that I started this thing after they wanted all my information and whatnot that I wanted to cancel. And so I'm just calling to make sure that y'all are still trying to bill me, but I've been told that I wanted to cancel. So.
I'm looking at the notes here. Oh, it said that you called in to cancel because you thought it would be a lot of work to do on your end. And then it said that they educated you on the steps that you have to take, and it wasn't overwhelming. And it said that you agreed to continue, and you finished the client interview at that point. So I think that because of that, they kind of were under the impression that you were going to keep going.
Well, I haven't made no steps. I haven't made no steps to continue. That's what I don't understand. What you're
I understand saying. That, but the problem is in the terms and conditions and in the voice verification that we have on file recording, it has you agreeing to an automatic renewal each month on the 11th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there's a $249 past due balance on the account. And we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But I do want to let you know that the verification department put on here that they that there was a phone verification needed, and that's a very important part of the puzzle. So Google will protect you as a small business from a large. So
I just want to cancel it.
Okay, so I can help you. I can help you out a little bit, and your subscription includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. You wouldn't need those if your intention is just to settle the balance and cancel. So I could at least take those off, and that would lower that past due amount to $149.
Okay, well, I haven't done nothing with it, so what I want you to do is cancel it. Okay.
I can't cancel an account with a past due balance. That's what I was explaining to you. That's the problem.
So if I don't pay this off, y'all are going to keep trying to charge me.
Yeah, it does, and it ends up affecting your business and your credit. But there's one option. Have you looked at the website that we built for you?
Yeah, it's not very good.
Okay. So If you don't like it or it's not very good, I mean, you can revise it. I mean, anything on the site, if you don't like it, we can, you know, update it for you.
I've closed my business.
You've closed your business. So, okay. So
yeah.
What I would recommend then, and I can't do this on my own. I'm not supposed to do it. I can get an override to do it, though, where I can cancel the program and just put you into website hosting of $49 a month. But once
no,
you
babe,
settle
you don't
that,
understand.
Well,
you don't
I mean,
understand.
If not, there's
I don't
a 240.
No more.
I'm trying to help you with rather than collecting 249 and just offering 49. That's what I'm saying. Because if you just
yeah,
let it sit and you do nothing. No, that's what I was saying. The hosting is $49 a month, right? But once you settle that, then the account's current and I can cancel it. I can't cancel it with a past due balance, right? But you have every right, if I got an override and I changed the invoice to $49, that once that settles, I can, you know, absolutely cancel it for you if you think that would work.
I just want you to cancel it. That's all I want you to do. I told the lady
okay.
up front I didn't want to do it. I don't know where she got the yes and okay, because I never went through with it. I just said, yeah, I want to cancel, and she said
it
okay.
It says that you agreed to continue, and you completed the client interview after that, so it's not like you stopped and
said
no.
I did not complete it because I didn't give her no Facebook or no nothing of that, none of that.
All I gave her
was my phone number. And,
they send that stuff to you after the fact, but let me go and pull that call from November 12th, and I'll have the quality assurance department listen to that part of it, And if, you know, it was adamant that it was supposed to be canceled, then that's different. But if what her notes say is confirmed in the call that, you know, for some reason or another you decided to continue, then, you know, there is a past due balance on the account. But, you know, just give me an hour or so. I'll kind of look into it. And then is this a good phone number for you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. All right. I'll get back to you as soon as I hear what was said on that call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Oh, you're very welcome. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, bye.